Further discussion. Gentleman from Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To inquire of the gentleman from Jackson, Grismore District.
Gentleman from Jackson, Grismore District, you in the chamber? You have permission to speak on a microphone other than your own.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. So you are offended and, what was it, abhorrent? Is that the other adjective you used?
Gentlemen, my basic point is there has been gross misrepresentation on this floor all week about what this bill is about, as if trying to imply that members of the majority or anybody in this chamber is a bigot or discriminatory or racist. Nobody is espousing that at all.
No, I think where you're mistaken, and if you had listened to a lot of the stories that were out here and people's discussions, that they were actually talking about the fact that what this law does is it allows behavior like that to happen more frequently. And as a defender of folks with disabilities, I would have expected more from you than to sit here and advocate for a law that makes it easier to discriminate against those people, easier to have them fired or moved out of their houses, easier to do that.
Well, gentlemen, I would disagree with that. If it's conforming to the civil rights law and the federal standard, and if Missouri precedent has exceeded the federal standard, I don't think in any way does that.
So you are actually saying that folks can have less protection and that should be better than if they have more protection against that behavior? Because that's exactly what you just said.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Then what did you say?
I said that when we heard the example that inferred, as the gentleman from St. Louis would talk about, the legalese between contributing and motivating factor, going back to the idea that if somebody is dismissed from a position because of performance or due process or reasonable cause, they could sue and say, I wasn't fired because of my performance. I was fired because I'm a member of a minority or a protected class, and it opens up a floodgate of lawsuits in this
How many
state.
Lawsuits, sir? Gentlemen, how many lawsuits have actually been settled on this?
You know, I don't have those numbers.
Okay,
but
so
I'm
you
sure
don't
can,
know what you're actually
I'm
talking
sure,
about when you
no,
say that.
I do. And I'm sure we can be provided with those numbers.
I'm sure before I went out and made claims like that, I would actually have those numbers in front of me. But if you just need to know, the number is 61.
That's quite a few.
I'm sure our courts are overloaded with the 61 cases. What you're actually saying is that by giving more protection to folks that can be discriminated against, whether disabled, whether elderly, female, minorities, that is somehow a bad thing. And that's where I guess I don't understand, and I don't understand the grandstanding. I mean, I did see you on TV, so congratulations on being behind the senator who lost his race by 19 points as an incumbent. But I understand the grandstanding portion of this. But what I can't understand is that you would get up there and make the argument that by allowing folks to have more protection, that is a bad thing.
I don't
and
believe
that
it's
is
a bad
something
thing,
that
gentlemen.
should be railed against by you on the microphone about folks that have cancer that are thrown out of their job because of their treatment, things are slipping, because pregnant women may have complications, because they may have adverse reaction to what's going on, that they could actually have some of this stuff happen. And that those protections that they enjoy right now are worthless. And that they should actually have those reversed. And that's what you're saying. That's what you got up there and said.
You're misrepresenting again this legislation.
I'm misrepresenting what you said, that it is abhorrent that we would point out that behavior is actually made easier by the vote on this bill.
No, I disagree with you, and I think you're misrepresenting the minutiae and details of the bill again. But what I take offense with is that you call it grandstanding when I get up on this floor and I defend the fact that nobody
that you
on
can
this
get
floor,
fired,
including
you defend
members
the fact
of the minority,
that we can go out and
are
fire
racist
people.
Or bigots or discriminatory.
That, no.
We are not.
I didn't ever call you that, gentlemen, but if you
your
think you are, then you might have a bigger problem.
All
than it's
week.
A, no, gentlemen.
You have,
gentlemen,
you have
I,
misrepresented us as something we are not.
Gentlemen,
all week.
Gentlemen, no. What you are actually doing is just allowing for that behavior to take place much easier. So own it. Own that. Own that vote. You already made it. You made it last year. Own that vote. But what you're doing is that you are making that behavior easier to get away with. You're making it easier to get away with them on the disabilities. You're making it easier to get away with cancer patients. You're making it easier to get away with pregnant women.
I would disagree.
You're making it easier against elderly. But you can own that. I'm not calling you a racist. I'm not calling you a bigot. I have never done that, nor will I. But what you will do with this vote, and what you are doing with this vote, and if you're upset about it, then you have some introspection to do on your own. Don't blame me.
We
but if
can
that's
agree.
What you're going to do, that vote means that it is going to make that behavior easier to get away with. Own it.
We can
is
agree,
all I'm saying.
We can agree to disagree, gentlemen, but you have spewed the same misrepresentations and rhetoric.
How did I misrepresent what you
all
said?
Week.
What did I misrepresent from
we
what you decided that you were
going to
go out there and espouse?
We're not talking about Jim Crow. We're not
I didn't say that.
About rolling back
I didn't,
protections.
We actually are rolling back protections, gentlemen.
Class.
We are taking,
you just implied
we are
that
taking
we would.
The standard, and we are taking it from what is a higher protection to a lower protection. We are taking the standard back. If you can't see that, then you might not want to vote on this.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.